notice I put a picture up on the screen there. These are some of my kids. These are my last four. And a little while ago when we took that picture. Growing up in my family has been an adventure. We had our first four children in under 4 years. And so life is really busy. Days were kind of long, but life is kind of fun. As time went on, I'm showing you these are good to watch. My kids are smiling. We're at the beach. We're here at the beach, and we used to force them to take pictures of the beach. So they didn't always get to swim. But I'm probably like your family. When our kids were growing up, they had good times and they had hard times. Sometimes they would not agree. Sometimes they would say things to each other really hard, really hurtful. At times, it to some wrestling and sort of fighting. And I remember those pretty opportunities when I'd come home and I'd say, you need to talk to the children. The final threat was always, wait till your father meets him, and he'll need to deal with this. So, I remember when I come home, they look like, something's going to happen. You know, we talk, and to be honest, the way God has designed discipline to be done, it's not a negative thing. It's actually a good thing. And so, I feel like sometimes by the time we talk through things and we're able to kind of hug and pray about it, it was really awesome. But I want to point out something that would happen, and I'm sure this might happen here if you have a sibling. There would be those times when I would talk, I'd say, all right, sorry. So they'd go, sorry. Heartfelt. The other one would go, yeah, me too. He goes, so, sometimes I would say, okay, and this was really okay, give each other hugs. Did you ever hug? Parents say hug. So now, when you're hugging the person you just told, all these things about, and you just got called on it for, those hugs are kind of like, do I have to touch you? Didn't always touch them along. And then the worst would be, if I would say, you can tell each other you love each other. I'd be like, I love you. I'm like, that's really wild. So, I bring this up to kind of start off today. We're doing a series on today. We're talking about love by obedience. And to me, it brings love when God describes it. Sounds a little off. So if you're taking notes, this is one person that you want to talk to you about. And I give it to you just, to help you if you follow where I'm going, because sometimes I'm hard to follow. But 1 John 4:21 says, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Okay? Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And then another verse, John 14:15, even more just to the point, is that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, how many of you have ever heard the term performance-based relationships or performance-based relationships? Okay? I think there's a lot of it in this area. You guys have a lot of pressure on you. I know a lot of you put pressure on yourself. You are high achievers. So you set your own standard, and so you're a perfectionist. It's hard to get it out of your system because you feel like, I don't accept anything less than what you said. And so sometimes in that sense, performance-based love, you have a hard time accepting yourself. Well, some of you get that even from those around you, whether it's your parents, fellow coaches, they've been negative, and you feel like, I will never feel totally loved because it's all dependent on how I perform. The worst place this happens is at youth sporting events. And I will never forget, I guess actually the worst match I saw was a wrestling meet. It was a school meet. And I won't name the school, but they always, we were the opponent, but the other people were always killing us. But I'll never forget, they had such a culture, they had a professional wrestling team in our area. And this like, how can you have one of these in the same sentence? Like, those seem like two exclusive things. So how can God speak? How can God really command to love? Just like I think commandment is to actually love you. He would say the words, but it wasn't going to be like, oh, that's done. Now we can move on. So, the challenge of the love is what we're talking about today, I think, hits you in your relationship with God, and I don't know that you So let me unpack that a little bit. Okay. So scene one is dad and his son. Right? This is what is called, like I mentioned, commanded or obligated brother. Did he do what his father asked? Did it, and you could say that that's the second scene, me and Wendy, husband and wife, that's what it's called. Chosen and responsible. Chosen and responsible. Did he do what you asked? Yes. Did he do that again? Yes. Yes. So, what is the big difference between those two? Commanded or obligated love, this is a lesson to produce a clue power or tool that sometimes you are by fear. Okay? The big ten commandments. God gave us the ten commandments. He didn't give us the ten suggestions. Because one of the fear of ten things you do not violate. I don't expect it. Because he has authority and power, you have to take the way he turns words and everything else. And you run by the single thing you respond to his authority. My dad says to me, I'm going to get the job and stuff. I threw out the rest of the not just talking about Say your first car or your best car that's going to be right now. If you haven't guessed, I love my Jeep. I love it. You can drive all day long and just buy it if you go to. My Corvette's car. The truck that we're on is the first car. Jeep. You know what? And it's just Jeep all the time, so they have to get nuts to sit in my Jeep. Because it's cool. It's cool. It's in there. So, but you know what? I'm going to be doing other things I love to buy. Do I need to buy anything from my Jeep? No. I don't really need to buy anything. I set my mind on that. So, it's not like that. I'll do it. Or, I'll tell you this. I'm really sure that you see this. It drives with me. When something's obviously wrong, or there's something that needs to be done, we need to do it. We must set your heart. God loves you.
Thank you.